Okay, let's visit with Mina Byers, Vice President, Business and Community Development at Nicor Gas. Mina, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. Thanks for picking up the phone.
Hi, John. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I understand that you have to buy gas at a certain time and then it gets used later. When you all were buying gas at Nicor for this winter's usage, I guess you realized that you were buying it at a very expensive rate, right?
Oh, goodness. I know. These bills are so high. And here we are recovering from the pandemic and we're facing these high bills. And, you know, we know how that feels because we're customers, too. So I'm really glad to be on today to explain a couple of things that are causing these high bills. And you're right. Nicor Gas does have storage facilities, which makes us a little different from a lot of the gas utilities out there. We are able to buy gas in the summer when costs are typically a little lower. And then we're able to deliver actually up to 50% of the gas that we deliver in the winter months are delivered with, you know, those lower rates. But I know that it doesn't feel like it when you get that bill right now. So I want to take a couple minutes to explain, you know, why are those bills so high? And then certainly explain some options that we have to help.
Yeah, I understand there is assistance out there, but I don't know if you can gamble with my bill, but when the rates were going up and you were buying that gas and storing it, now the rates are 40% lower. And I'm thinking, couldn't you have offered a quicker turnaround, guessed that the cost per therm was going to go down because I'd be paying a lot less now if you were buying the gas now?
Well, actually, our team is always delivering, you know, gas at the best value for customers. And I should note that, you know, Nicor Gas doesn't make money on the gas that we deliver to customers. So those natural gas prices, you probably are aware, they're determined by the market. So we purchase and deliver gas on behalf of 2.2 million customers across Northern Illinois. And Nicor Gas does not profit from that cost of gas. It goes directly to the customer without a markup. So what we pay to purchase it is what customers pay, and you know, we do work to get that at the lowest cost and be able to deliver that to our customers.
Right, right,
value.
Right. But I mean, so is somebody making the call? Is there the quarterback saying, okay, let's buy it in July, well, they'll use it in November and December? Or because my understanding is that the gas costs less now, I'm wishing that we could be using the gas that you're buying now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, our gas storage that we buy in the summer is a part of our reliability and resilience. So you are getting gas now that is, you know, at the costs that are available now. So, you know, the reason these prices are so high, as they were in the summer and they continue to be today, is that, you know, during the pandemic, everything was shut down, obviously globally, and demand was down, and then global supply went down as well. And everything opened up again, and demand is high again. And it's just taking supply a while to catch up. And then winter came, not just in Illinois, but across the country. So unfortunately, until that supply catches up, these gas prices, not just in Illinois, but across the country and around the world, are higher. And our customers do benefit from you know, the gas that we are able to store, that we're able to buy at a lower cost as well.
Are you saying that the cost of the gas that we're using now would be even higher?
Well, yes, our customers do benefit from us being able to store that gas and use it when the demand is really high, like on a cold, you know, our coldest weeks, like what we're feeling today.
Yeah, but I mean, you make it sound as though you were able to pass along some savings to us now, that the cost of the gas we're using now would be even higher if you hadn't purchased it or stored it the way you do.
Well, not all of the gas that our customers receive is what is in storage. The storage sort of helps with, you know, having that domestic availability when it gets really, really cold. So where you might see in other regions of the country where, you know, it gets really cold and they may be asking customers to actually turn down their thermostat because they're not sure they can deliver it. Or you see things happening in cities and states where they have really extreme temperatures and they aren't able to continue service. you know, that storage allows us to be able to continue that reliable and dependable service. So, you know, you can keep your heat on, even though that heat is costing you a little bit more.
Go ahead. Well, I have just 2 minutes left, but it's interesting to me that the supply chain, I can understand television sets and automobiles that require computer chips and all sorts of components would be bottled up with the supply chain. Gas is in the ground. It comes out. We got gas. Evidently, there were supply chain issues about accessing natural gas, huh?
Yeah, it's actually about demand, right? They were making less of it, producing less of it, and then all of a sudden everybody needed more, and then the price went up. Uh-huh. And, you know, not only is the cost of the gas that we do not mark up, you know, that's on the bill much higher than it was before, but, you know, now we're using a lot more. We use twice as much this month than we did last month. So that is impacting the sticker shock that customers are facing right now.
Sure, I understand.
So I want to make sure.
Go ahead.
I want to make sure we have a minute to talk about what we can do about these high bills and how customers can get some help.
Yeah.
So we've got, you know, last year we directed more than $47 million in energy assistance to customers. So we've got a number of ways that listeners can access these funds. We still have a lot of funding available this year for the year ahead, and they can look at that at nicorgas.com/energy assistance. We've got a range from assistance programs that are funded both by the federal and state. And then if you're a Nicor Gas customer, we actually have some special programs funded by Nicor Gas that are just for Nicor Gas customers. And these programs actually help a really broad range of customers. So if you think, well, I might make too much to qualify for assistance, or I've never needed assistance before, you know, we really found during the pandemic that all kinds of customers were impacted. And sometimes they just had a temporary hardship where they just needed an extra hand for a month or two. So that's what these programs are designed to do. So we've got a wonderful partnership called Shield of Caring with the Salvation Army. It's actually a $5 million partnership that provides up to $250 for customers who need bill payment assistance.
Right.
We've got a couple of other Nicor Gas programs as well. One is called Sharing, which is up to $400 in grants. And then another is called Energy Aid. And again, that's for, you know, someone who's facing a temporary hardship as a result of the pandemic, like unemployment or loss of income due to an illness. And that's another.
Nina, we're running out of time now. And is all this information at nicorgas.com/energy assistance?
Yes. Good. Please take advantage at nicorgas.com/energy assistance.
I'm really glad you gave us some time today, Mina. Stay well, stay warm.
Thank you.